السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب. I hope you are in the best of health, مفتی صاحب. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health, inshallah. And I hope your programs are going well. And Allah Ta'ala bless you for your great sacrifice and whatever khidmat you are making for the ummah. Mufti Saab, I hope your programs are going well. Alhamdulillah, for now, the platform is yours, Mufti Saab.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that today we focus on Surah Safat, chapter number 37, and verses 31, 32, 33, and 34. Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala informed us in our lesson yesterday that how the leaders and the followers will be arguing with one another, but all of them are guilty. Hence, now they will say, فَحَقَّ عَلَيْنَا قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا. But the verdict of our sustainer, nourisher, provider has been established against us. Inna lazaiqoon, and definitely we'll be tasting it, tasting the punishment of Jahannam and the hellfire, the furnace. So therefore, as true Muslims, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, O Muslim, manimam, you should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for Jannat al-Firdaus thrice a day. And manimam, thrice a day, that seek Almighty Allah's protection from Jahannam and the hellfire. Hence tomorrow on the day of justice, the day of judgment, Jannat and paradise will intercede and say, Ya Allah, even I want this servant, this Abdullah, that he should come to Jannah and paradise. And this Amatullah, this female slave of Allah, she also should come to paradise. So that's why it's of paramount importance we should do that. And then the leaders will tell the followers, فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ. Hence we led you astray and misled you. Inna kunna ghawin, because we ourselves were being misled and on the wrong path. So therefore, in this day and this age, we need to be extremely careful and circumspect. Who are we following? We can't be just adopting the Pied Piper policy, just follow people like, you know, the sheep and messes or asses and so forth. So Quran Kareem warns us about that. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Hypothetically, obviously it's not going to happen to the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it will happen to me and you if we are not careful, and Allah's mercy is not with us. Therefore, always beg Almighty Allah for His special mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So Almighty Allah is teaching us that the leaders will say, we led you astray because we ourselves were astray. Then what will happen? فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ. Hence all of them, the followers and the leaders on that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment, fil azabi, in the punishment, mushtarikun, they all will be partners in it. And now it's not going to help Hence now is not going to have the blame game that you blame this one. Allah gave every person a fair chance, a fair opportunity to make the right decision. Therefore, we at the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that we are the people on the truth and we follow the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Master Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the beloved Sahaba and companions of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and the awliyaullah, the special servants of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the four schools of jurisprudence. That in a summarized version is the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And then these people, like today you go to an ordinary magistrate judge, and before passing sentencing, they will ask you, are there any mitigating circumstances? The person will say, no, nothing. So then they will say, guilty as charged. See these people, now they will admit. Before that, they will make every excuse they can think of. And in the ending, they will say, Inna kadalika naf'alu bil mujrimeen. And Almighty Allah will inform them, verily, this is the manner in which we deal with these mujrimeen and these criminals. Therefore, we did already in Surah Yasin, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. O you criminals, stand one side. How dare you mingle and associate with the true believers? Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verse 59. Therefore, O Muslim, every one of us, keep on begging Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, keep us on the right path and make our death and our khatima on Iman, on Islam. The last moments, we will be reading the kalima La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Almighty Allah accept us all for our deen and make khatima on Iman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us give you the news, views, interviews of today, the 3rd of Safar, 1446, the Gaza genocide, day number 307. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know there is the Qassam Brigade. The Qassam Brigade is named after Izzuddin Qassam. He passed away in the year 1933, but his name is shining now, 90 years later also. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept all their sacrifices, all the shuhada, our brothers, sisters, children, babies. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum. Allah Ta'ala will not let their blood go in vain, and Allah will accept it. And therefore, they will defeat the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime and America and UK and whoever else is assisting them, whether it be Europe or whether it be NATO or whoever else or the Arab Tenport dictators. Now, after our brother has passed away, Hafiz Ismail, Haniya al-Shaheed, so now they are naming the rockets and the missiles, the Haniya rocket, Haniya missile, so the Jutlas will never ever forget what's coming to them. So let's give you all the latest news, what's happening. Over 110 journalists murdered and killed in Gaza, Muslim and non-Muslim. You know Shirin Abu Aqila, the Jazeera journalist. First they said they did not kill her. Afterwards they admitted they murdered her. And she's not a Muslim. But we must remember that she was reporting from there and giving the true news. And for the Jutlas, the Haramis, and the super terrorists and murderers, that is very, very difficult to accept. The truth is unpalatable, unacceptable for them. The Haaretz newspaper reads, the Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal is my words, leading Israel to disaster and disaster, now is leading them to another disaster. Iran could attack the Haifa port. Now remember, when it comes to the Kuffar Shias, we must remember, if you study their history, in the Rijalul Kashi, that is a Shia work written by Allama Nobakhti, so there you will find that the founding father of Shia Azam was a Jew, Abdullah bin Sabah. These are not our books. These are books that are authentic according to the Shias, whether it be their scholars or their students. So in Rijalul Kashi, it is mentioned. So you will find a lot of saber rattling. So now they're telling us that the president of Iran is telling Khamenei that no, we must not attack Israel. You see that? So one side, they will tell you Iran might be going to attack the Haifa port. Why? Because there, then all the other things will happen, the germs and all the poison and whatever will spread and so forth. So that is what you call saber rattling. The Western powers are very worried about India, about Iran and Russia. Iran and Russia, their ties are blossoming. So why must you worry about that? When you, the Jutlas, Israel, and America has wonderful ties, you and UK has wonderful ties, we don't worry about it. We expect it because we know both of you are a khabith, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin, wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat, chapter 24, verse number 26. You're both immoral, you're both napak, you're both impure, so therefore we expect it. So if now Iran and Russia have good ties, so why are you burning about it and so forth and so on? And let me give you another news which the Western media won't mention to you. The Nagasaki anniversary is taking place today, and now in this week, 79 years, but now America are boycotting it, and United Kingdom are boycotting it in Japan. You know what America did? They murdered and martyred so many people. If they were Muslims, they are allowed or no, so rather use the word murdered. They murdered and killed so many thousands of people in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and so forth. Now 79 years has passed, so now they, United Kingdom, United States of America, say, no, we're going to boycott it. Why? Why is Israel not invited? Israel is not invited because they're guilty of war crimes. They are guilty of apartheid. They are guilty of genocide. They are guilty of ethnic cleansing. But remember that Britain and America, the illegitimate father, illegitimate mother, and the illegitimate child, Israel Harami. So therefore, they have to stand together. You can go and check it up. But remember, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah disgraces whoever He wants. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala gives honor to whoever He wants. And now Lufthansa also no more flying to Israel. You'll see majority of the airlines are saying that no. But you see the UAE, that are the haramis, MPS, Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi, and MBZ, the Murtad bin Zindiq of Abu Dhabi and Dubai. So now they are arranging planes for the Jutlas in different capitals. Now we will try them and bring them back here, and from here we'll make other arrangements. Look at that. This is what you call so-called Muslim. I call them Murtad, Harami, Shaitan, and Aulad of Iblis. Remember, the children of Satan. Calls grow for the probe into Israeli torture cells. Now the world is concerned. The White House say, if you're very concerned, go to hell with your concern. You are the one to veto the ceasefire 3 times in the United Nations. And you come and tell us that you're worried. We're not worried about you. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. U.S. is spying on Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard was a former Congress lady, and because she spoke in favor of Palestine, now they want to see what else she's up to and so forth. So the spying game goes on. If you speak against Israel, then they will try and tap your phone. They will try and probe into your private life. Try and look for some story or some hasbara and propaganda. Hasbara is the term the Jutlas use. So all these type of things happen. In UK yesterday and so forth, they had thousands and thousands of people marching against the far right, the real terrorists, and the people, the whiteys, who want to bring the Muslims down, and they want to make propaganda against Islam. So Almighty Allah is humiliating them everywhere. The Russian warship stops in India. Now how you like that? Putin is a master of the game. He knows how to play chess. He's an old hand in this. So Putin says, let me give another cracket. You see, a big cracket. So the Jutlas and Israel and America and them hate it when we, Russia and India, we are forging along and building good ties and so forth. So he sent one big warship there, and we will discuss matters of bilateral importance. Now, how's that now? Jonathan Cook, who's a respected journalist, I'll send out these articles, inshallah, after Fajr Salat here today. And you know, we send out to you the programs, and then we send out to you this Q&A and what have you. And then we send out our mothers, sisters who help us. Allah Ta'ala reward them. MashaAllah, they were foreign correspondents, our ministers of foreign affairs. And they give us a lot of news and all authentic, MashaAllah. So Jonathan Cook's article is there. Israel is on a downward spiral, meaning that they're imploding, and very soon they'll explode also, inshallah al-Aziz. Listen to how they use you and abuse you. I always told you, but the Muslims will never listen. You know, there was the Shah of Iran. They used to call him Shahin Shah. So to call a person Shahin Shah in Islam is haram. I went to his house and palace when I visited Iran in 2013. And there were two Rolls Royce parked in there. So I told the guy, I want to check inside. I just want to see the mileage. So he had a good laugh. I told him, don't worry, I won't drive it. I just want to check the mileage. It was less than 10,000 on both Rolls Royce. So he's a Muslim, pakka non-Muslim. So when he was about to die, he went to this country, but nobody would accept him. So he just died in fract, you know, in Egypt or somewhere. So Yeh Hasina of Bangladesh, her visa has been revoked to America. You're not welcome in America, Hasina. UK refused her. Now her only options are where? That she will go there to the United Arab Emirates. You know, wo to markaz hai kala pani ka, kala paise ka. That US, United Arab Emirates, and that all people's dirty money you will find there and so forth. Or she will try some European country like Belgium and so forth. Just look at the humiliation and disgrace. Now there is one actor or actress or singer, whatever. We're not interested in all this. But because Islam is mentioned, therefore I'm getting the story. There is a singer or actor, whatever the hell they call them, Taylor Swift. So she's supposed to have concerts there in Vienna, in Austria. Three different concerts, all now cancelled. See why? He say the Muslims and the Islamic people, they have threatened, they're going to blow up the concerts and they're going to do this. This is what the Western media does. So they will hype up the people and masses are asses. They'll say, yeah, these Muslims are radicals, they're fundamentalists, they are killjoy. So how do we even know whether the story is true or not true? But every second Western media will mention it, that the Muslims threaten they'll blow the concert up and do this and therefore do that. So therefore they cancel everything there. Now in Dhaka, Hasina is gone. They're in India, they're going to keep a little while, and then they will tell them, you better move it up. So now Muhammad Yunus is in charge of the interim government, but now the police and a lot of places, they need people. So the students are now guiding the traffic and everybody else, and they have to are keeping the traffic moving. Like here in South Africa, how many places in our Indonesia? Most of the places you won't find the robots and traffic lights working and so forth. Then you will find these youngsters, African youngsters, they guiding the traffic and they controlling everything. Go right, go left, go stop and what have you. And then they collect money. So similarly here also the students are traffic move, making the traffic move and guiding the people and so forth. There's another story. See how anti-Islam, anti-Muslim they are. Just because the Muslim lady, whether it's Muslim or Muslim, but she got Muslim name, we're not justifying the sport and whatever. We say it's not permissible. But the story has to be told. So there is an Algerian lady, you see. So now she is a lady. There was no transgender involved and so forth. So they checked up everything and so forth. Her name, Imam Khalif. Iman Khalif. So now she is through to the finals of the boxing day in France. So the whiteies and the elites and the supremas, they cannot accept it. How can a Muslim lady from Algeria, Arab country, go into the finals and give these whiteies a good thrashing? She gave that Italian one right hook and a left jab and whatever, finishes that great. I never got such a smack in my life, she said, you see. So these are the haramis. Now they will question her gender. They will question this, they will question, but it's a whitey who won. They will say it's a super athlete and what, she's the wonder girl of the Olympics. And to see their hatred for Islam and Muslims, we're not justifying the sport, but you should know when it comes to the whiteys, 80%, 75% are racist across the world and so forth. Zuma is back in the news. Zuma says, I'm taking Ramaphosa to the Constitutional Court. Zuma, you to blame for all these problems also. You know, Guptas and so forth. But me, I still say Ramaphosa doesn't know that he should have just given Zuma presidential pardon 3-4 years ago, and then things should be lungile and all right. But we're both stubborn. So now Zuma went to make the MP party, and ANC lost the elections. In this sense, you couldn't even garner and get 51%, and therefore you have to go into government of coalition. So see, the country suffers. The joke is on us. Who is paying all the bills? We have to pay all the bills and so forth. Taxes directly, indirectly. Then they got the pastor, Pastor Mavoro. So his name of his church is Incredible Church. He tells his people, you know, me, I'm doing some incredible things. So a lady is pregnant, right? So this is on TV and everything. The people send us all these kind of things there. So the lady is, this guy is now his murid, his students, his disciples. Lady is pregnant. So they're calling Pastor Maburu. We want you to come there. So he says, you know, your husband, you didn't make her pregnant. So the husband wonders, then who made her pregnant? He says, the demons, the jinnats made her pregnant. Can you believe that? And these people are so vulnerable, gullible, they believe all the nonsense he talks and so forth. Well, he, your prophet, they call him prophet and pastor, all shaitans and Satan's children. So now he's in jail and will remain in jail. He came to the school, threatened the teachers and students with the machete and what have you and what have you. So they burnt his whole church. Incredible church, incredible happenings. It's very similar to our Taweez guys, you know. Our Taweez guys give people such stories. And you must remember, you get the vulnerable, gullible people falling for them. See, this man knows. Let me be honest. 3/4 of them, bunch of crooks, and you can take my name and tell them I said so. Now in the Northern Cape, there's one Afrikaner, Mr. Van Nierkerk. Kerk means a church, but this guy was up to no good. He wasn't worried about the kerk. He pocketed 400,000 rand over a period of 1 year. And remember that the whites also are busy with the corruption, not only Africans or Indians and a whole lot. South Africa, Tata Zong ke Baba. You see, just pick up and move. So they caught him with the hand in the cookie, you see, as they say. So red-handed, so now they'll give him a sentence and what have you and so forth. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday at around 10:30, then Mufti Aku of Newcastle, Hafiz Adil Kaji of Newcastle, and Brother Jamil Butler. So they came, three of them, Jamil's car, and he was driving. And then we left from there, mashallah, around 10:45 because there was an accident while they were coming, so they got bit delayed. And then we arrived here at around 2 o'clock in Utrecht. First time in my life, I see there, and I went to the masjid, the beautiful masjid, Masjid Amina. So we read Zohar Salat there, we met the Imam there, and so forth. And the brothers from here, mashallah, that is this part of the world, that is our brother Ismail Baila and Idris Mir and MP Muhammad Parag of Newcastle and all of them. So they were the main people, I believe, that's what I hear, to contribute to that masjid, beautiful masjid. And mashallah, we read Zohar Salat there and we made our entry here. To Freyhead and Hafiz Ali and his brothers, mashallah, they were all waiting, excited, and we had a nice lunch. Then I told them that me, I have to sleep, otherwise I can't function, you know. So I fell asleep, mashallah, in the afternoon, Qailula, siesta, you see. So siesta is sunnah, they call it a power nap nowadays. So then there was Asr Salat. And thereafter, Mawlana Masihullah, Mawlana Ahmed, and all of them, Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Qadrada, Rahimahullah's illustrious sons, all of them Hafiz, Ulama, and so forth. Majority of them are Ulama, Hafiz, they all, even the daughters, Hafiz, mashallah. They said one youngster is completing Hibs, and the Mehman youngster. I said, hey, I must see this youngster here. Must be my connection. You know, we Mehmans, we all connected. So his name, Mohammed Hashim. So I asked him from where? He said, Senaton. So I asked him that the family day in Trichardt with my sister, my nieces. He said, yes. Is his dada, grandfather's brother? So I said, no, I know your whole family and geography, history, everything that we know. So mashallah, he completed Hibs, and then we gave a talk and whatever you made dua. 40 students here, mashallah, in this madrasa, Islamiya, Ibrahimiya. Brother Mohan Ismail Katara's father's name was Hafiz Ibrahim. So I met him also, good Hafiz also, mashallah. So see what a Mubarak family. The children are Hafiz ulama. The grandchildren, 26 of them Hafiz. But I must pay credit to Umme Salih. Umme Salih is our Hafiz Salih's mother. She's a Hafiza, learning and teaching the students here, her own children and other students and what have you. So imagine that, what sacrifices. Allah Ta'ala grant our mother Umme Salih complete shifa, kamil, everything, mashallah. That now she told us that, you know, she's getting old and with a walker and what have you. So all our senior citizens, Allah grant them siha, afia, and so forth and so on. Allah Ta'ala accept all the khidmat and everything. Inshallah, our program today will be that we will go to, you know, then houses, Zohar time will be there. After Zohar, we'll have a program, Masjid An-Nur, Jamaat Salat, days 1:15. And then, inshallah, and then for to Dundee. And then, day 7:15 is Isha. And after that, inshallah, will be the program. Inshallah, today will be, you know, Imam Malik, we will discuss in the fixed slot, and that is between 11 and 12. So Mu'azahid will interview me while I'm in Tenhauser, and we'll discuss Imam Malik, rahimahullah, inshallah, al-Aziz. Maulana, we have about 17 minutes left for the Q&A, so let us fire up, inshallah, al-Aziz. Mu'asalim Kareem.
Mufti Sahab, I'm taking the Haramain train from Medina to Mecca. Where do you recommend I do my intention for Ihram? I'm told Masjidul Tan'im and the train stations are opposite.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I was just drinking water. Don't worry, we're still alive. We didn't pass away. Sometimes people that they don't hear my voice, then they think this motor passed away. So my fray head on top of it. Imagine that now. The graveyard is just nearby here also. So Allah Ta'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Okay, so you are in Medina Munawwara. Today, inshallah, you're proceeding to Makkah Mukarramah so you can get Jummah, everything there in Makkah. Excellent. So where must you make intention? Because you're going by train, so you can make intention there in Medina Munawwara in the hotel, or you can make intention inside Masjid Nabawi, or you can go there where your train station is. There is a masjid there. There are facilities. Go a little bit early and you can read your 2 rakat salat there. And remember, don't confuse issues. Tan'im, and that is in Makkah, brother, not in Medina. So don't confuse issues. So these are your 3 options. Either in your hotel room, you make intention, read Surah Fatiha, Qul Ya Al-Kafirun, and 2nd rakat, Surah Fatiha, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And thereafter, Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassir hali wa taqabbala minni. In any language, you make the intention. Oh Allah, I make intention of umrah, make it easy and accept it. And thereafter, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. First salat, then intention, then labbaik. Let me read labbaik. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. My advice to you will be do it in Masjid Nabawi, and that will be the best for you. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa and all the masajid and mosques throughout the world.
Mufti Saab, what's your thoughts on the Americans accidentally giving $240 million to the Taliban and saying it's accidental? Have Taliban become puppets of America?
Remember, that is not accident. They know the people are foolish people, and that's how they manipulate them and make them fools. So America is burning. They don't know what to do. You see, Taliban is booming now. Afghanistan is booming now. If you know, I carried the news today. It's Thursday, I think on Monday or Tuesday, I carried that news. They have lithium. They have oil. They have gold, all that there. So that's why the Americanos and Yankees and 48 countries went there. But Taliban gave them such a thrashing that Trump said it's the worst defeat in the history of America. So there you have it from the horse's mouth, right? Now they're cutting deals with who? They're cutting Afghanistan, Taliban, with China. China is a big player there because China never invaded Afghanistan. Then they're cutting deals with Iran. Then they're cutting and making deals with Russia. So America is feeling sidelined and so forth. So now they transferred money, billions and millions and what have you, to Afghans. Money, nobody's going to say no. So the Afghans will take it with two hands and they'll take it with both feet. They'll say, this is Mali Ghanimat. And this is all the murder, mayhem, chaos you caused here, and terrorism in Kabul and in Afghanistan and in Bagram. Always remember this, Ummah. Don't be a sleeping Ummah. The Bagram prison was a torture cell of the Americans. So all that you caused and you tortured and murdered and killed our people, now you say accidentally, we don't believe that. We know you do this intentionally. You want to curry favor with us bootlicking. So yes, we will take your dollars. This is Mali Ghanimat for us. This is our booty and spoils of war. But we will still not give you contracts. So nothing to do with puppets and that. They gave their lives. And remember, they defeated America. Just like Hamas is defeating Israel and America and all the puppets of theirs and so forth. So remember, you cannot be judgmental and say this and say this. They pulled off the greatest feat, and that is to defeat them in this day and this age with limited resources. Therefore, we hail and we praise Yahya Sinwar, Hafidahullah wa Ra'ah, Allah protect him. Allah Ta'ala, let the whole of Palestine get liberated under his leadership, insha'Allah al-Aziz.
Mufti Saab, what is the ruling regarding trimming the eyebrows by shaving it and not plucking it?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned all this in the Noble Quran, chapter 4, verse 119. When Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah, then he took various oaths, that is Iblis, Shaitan, Lucifer. His name before that was Azazil. The angels were astonished and amazed how much knowledge he has. But the jealousy came, the pride and arrogance came. Now Almighty Allah expelled him. He refused and defied the command of Allah to prostrate to the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So what did he say? Chapter 4, verse 119. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ I will command them definitely, and they will change the creation of Allah. Allah created the lady Eve. She said, I don't like Eve, I want to become Steve. Allah made him Steve. He said, I don't like, I want to become Eve. So now you find Muslim, non-Muslim, now they want to shave the eyebrows, then they want to make it this way, shape it this way, that way. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith and what the Master alayhi salam said regarding deen and sharia is wahi and revelation. Chapter 53 verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِ يُوحَىٰ He, the Master alayhi salatu salam, does not speak of his own whims, fancies and desires. It's but wahi and revelation sent to him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, لَأَنَّ اللَّهُ النَّامِسَ وَالْمُتَنَمِّسَ The person, normally the ladies, they do this, so she is cursed, and the beautician, and the therapist, and whatever else they want to call themselves, the one who does it, all parties involved in these type of activities, are cursed by Almighty Allah, absolutely haram for male and female.
Mufti Saab, this is a masla from a sister. They use hormone patches. How do they make their fur as a ghusl? Do they have to remove it? or can they make masa on top of it?
You ladies, some of you, because you have children and now you don't want more children, so they use the patches and so forth and so on. So remember that for you, you must remove it before you take a ghusl, especially if it is the first ghusl. You had husband-wife relationship, conjugal relationship. So now the ghusl is compulsory to take a bath. So if you took a bath and that patch is still left on, for example, on your arm or wherever, then your ghusl is invalid. The salat you read and namaz you read after that is invalid. And it's haram to use these patches for this very reason. You must not just believe whatever the doctors and specialists are telling you. And you must first find out, is it permissible or not? One day we were in Makkah Mukarrama. So this person here, he ate the whole KFC chicken. After eating it, he's asking me, Mufti sahab, I halal che. I said, then now you're asking halal when you bilkul saaf kar diya, you clean everything up. So that is our people. They'll do the haram and then they will ask it halal or haram and so forth. So our fatwa verdict is, if that patch is such that the water cannot go through, is waterproof, then to use it is haram if you can't remove it. Or they say no, that you must keep it on and you must not remove it, but it's waterproof. So then your ghusl and your bath and all that will not be valid. Then obviously the result and consequence of that, your salat is not valid. So to use it, not permissible.
Mufti sahab, a person is very sick. Doctors cannot do anything. Is there any zikr or amals that the family can read?
If somebody's father or mother is in that condition, then the doctors say, now we can't do anything because they already made them the milking cow. That is normally what the clinics, hospitals, doctors do. Majority of them, Muslim, non-Muslim, not all, but majority. And now when that medical aid is on the verge of sakarat and getting finished, they'll tell you, now you better go home, we can't do anything. So what must you, the family, do? So if your father or mother is like that, so read. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Ya Allah, if life is better for him, then fa ahyihi, give him life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. If death is better for him, give death. I was in Aqsa al-Mubarak in the year 2002. I fastened ihram there, came to Makkah, everything, made umrah, came to Medina, and then my brother fell very ill, Abdul Ghaffar. And then when I came, to cut long story short, Saturday from the airport, went straight there to the hospital, and it was an African doctor. What a gentleman he was. And I saw his condition in my, the doctor is telling me we can't do anything much. So I was there making dua, and I made the same dua. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fahyihi. Ya Allah, if life is better, give life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu. And if death is better, give him death. So Friday they admitted him, and then Sunday he passed away. So that is what the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to read. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. Whenever people are in a very, very bad condition and they are chronic disease and terminally ill and so forth, read Ya Salamu, the whole family read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is mentioned in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Da'u mardakum bi sadaqa. Give out charity. Our brother Musa Kareem of Balfour and now of Johannesburg for past 30-40 years, I don't know. So he's there in, you know, that Mulpak. And I spoke, I sent message to his sons and so forth. They say nobody is allowed there and he's still in ICU. So people like that, we should give out charity for all those who are ill and sick and so forth, whether we know them or not. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for them, and Allah Ta'ala make it easy for the family as well. So read all that and inshallah give out a lot of charity to anybody, Muslim or non-Muslim, who's poor, and make that intention, whatever is khair and best, let that happen. O beloved Allah.
Mufti sahab, I want to know if it's permissible to feed old people and family people who come from out of town for a mayyit, just a simple meal.
Let us go to Tirmidhi Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and then we will understand everything. We are in the month of Safar, okay? On the 1st of Safar, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, this is before the conquest of Makkah, Conquest of Mecca took place on 21st Ramadan, Saturday, and it was in the 8th year of the Hijrah. So, yea, it is Safar. And Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa'adha embraces Islam. 3 months after that or so, now the Master alayhi salatu salam sends a contingent and military campaign. You all have to go to Mu'ta. Mu'ta is in Jordan. And there is very good now, all the facilities there. And the Master alayhi salatu salam told them that this is the battle of the Shuhada. You, Abdullah bin Rawaha, you will carry the banner and flag and you will be martyred. Thereafter, we find that Jafar bin Abi Talib, you will carry the flag, you will be martyred. You, Zaid bin Harisa, you will carry the flag and you will be martyred. So these are the umara, the leaders, but each one of them shaheed. Then you, the ummah who are there in Mu'ta, there in Jordan, you must make mashura and have a meeting. And thereafter, that then you see. So they made a meeting and Khalid bin Walid was chosen. He brought them there back from Jordan, from Mu'ta to Medina Munawwara, and they fought all the odds and came back safely. On that occasion, the Master alayhi salatu salam said that you, Khalid bin Walid, you Saifullah, you are the sword of Allah. Now when Ja'far bin Abi Talib was shaheed and he passed away in Mu'ta, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is in Medina Munawwara. Wa aynahu tazrifan. The Mubarak tears of the Master were rolling down. Sahaba, the beloved, shouldn't ask what happened. The Master alayhi salam said that I received wahi revelation. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu is shaheed. Now you, the people of Medina Munawwara, what must you do? Isna'u li'ali Ja'farin fa'ama. This is our Islam. Open Tirmidhi, open Mishkat, open Musnad Ahmad. You, the people of Medina Munawwara, you take food there to the Mayyid house, the Biri family, and visitors will come, guests will come. You must take food there so that you soften the blow. They are so sad. They are crying, weeping. Their father passed away, husband passed away, uncle passed away. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's brother, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved him so much. If I speak about his manaqib and virtues, the Master alayhi salam said, Ja'far yatiru fil jannah, he's flying in Jannah, so we call him Ja'far al-Tayyar. Ja'far radiallahu anhu yuhibbul masakeen, wa yuhadithunahum, and they used to speak to him and he used to speak to them. Was the Master alayhi salam gave him the kunya that Abul Masakin, you are the father of the poor, poor people. People love to mingle and associate with the rich and famous. He loved to mingle with the poor, and the Master alayhi salam praised him. So imagine so many virtues. La adriya afrahu bi kudumi Ja'far am bi fathi Khaybar. From Africa, and that he came right to Medina, and the Master alayhi salam kissed him on his forehead. And he said, I don't know, am I more happy with the coming of Ja'far or with the victory in Khaybar in Muharram 70 of the Hijrah. So that is our golden history. Instead of learning about the kuffar messy and the shaitans who messed up your life, learn about Sahaba. So that is the duty we have to do. So you, the local brothers and sisters, whether the Mayyid, you must take food there to the Mayyid's house. And now when the visitors come, they will partake of the food. The food which you, the locals and residents of the town, provided to that very family. So that is our Islam. And you locals should not be eating there, that unless you brought food with. Yes, you people who came from far and wide, you eat there. So that is permissible. And all this is derived from this hadith. Isna'u li'ali Ja'farin to'ama. May Almighty Allah grant all of our marhumin who passed away with Iman and Islam Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. We conclude today's lesson with Jazakallah khair to you, Muhsinim Kareem, and all the team. Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Yesterday we went to Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Qatada's grave, and all the other brothers, sisters who are buried there, made dua for all of them. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive all the believers. The day the reckoning is established. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.